Got a cool bonus for you this week. At the very end of the podcast, we've got an interview with Morgan from The Walking Dead and Fear the Walking Dead. Lenny James is going to join us. So very excited to have that for you. And again, that is at the end of this week's podcast, which, by the way, is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba. They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one. That's how we get the podcast. Big D and Bubba, the podcast. Big D and Bubba, the podcast.
Got a very special gold for you.
Laurel.
I gotta tell you that I was in the kitchen that day, and the horrendous TV news people were doing their story on it, and all fakey and, you know, fake laugh and giggly,
right?
And they played it, and I heard Yanny.
Really
freak me out.
Okay. If you don't know what this is all about, if you've been hiding under... No, just briefly. You can't just do it and not do it. It took the internet by storm this week, the Yanny and Laurel thing.
It was a day.
Well, okay, for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
For 2 days.
2 days.
Basically, what it is it's this audio. They've got it at different frequencies. So you hear one word. If your ears are more attuned to hear the higher frequencies, you hear Yanny. If you hear the lower frequencies, you hear Laurel. And that's... basically, your ear age is a way to tell it. So,
Laurel.
Well, that's not true, because I hear both, and no, I'm the same age.
I hear both also. I hear both at the same time, and it really messes with me. But if you pitch it up, then...
Laurel.
You get that. If you pitch it down...
Yanny.
You kind of notice the two all at the same time. Anyway, it was dumb. Everybody went crazy. Although, I will say this. My kids thought it was cool, like... You know, that we heard different things.
Yeah.
They're like, were you really hearing that? Yeah.
They do that point. With the high pitch tones. You know, those apps that have the different tones. And
what do they call it? The mosquito ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
I get lost after, I forget what the frequency is, but I'm like, okay. And you know, you kind of get that point where you're like,
the hearing test.
Okay, that one. That's how I cheated on the hearing. Did I ever tell you that story?
No.
Yeah. So my dad sold hearing aids, retired now, but he sold hearing aids for, most of my life. And so every time I would come home from, you know, college, you know, for a weekend or just visiting after I moved on out, and he'd always want to if I ever said, do what now? Oh, I must have some sort of catastrophic hearing issue.
So at that point, he was like, oh, come here, Derek. We're gonna test your ears.
That's, you know what? So one night he said, have you had your ears checked lately?
Lately? You're saying he's asking
me. No, that's him
asking me.
I said, no, sir, I haven't. And he goes, come on, let's go into the office tonight. I want to check your ears.
Well, he turned into pro guy. You know, he went from dad to the guy selling you hearing aids.
That's right. And so we went in and I have to sit in a little,
isolation booth.
It's like an isolation booth. It has soundproof stuff around this inside of it. And he would sit across from me, and I had a little door and everything. And I would put these headphones on, and whenever I would hear the tone, I was supposed to raise my finger. So this is going on, you know.
Yeah. And then you get to the point where you really can't hear it, and then it's...
So halfway through, I realize that every time I hear a tone, I see the reflection of the red light in his glasses.
Oh, no.
So it gets higher and higher, and I'm still seeing the reflection. And so I figured, you know, what a great time to freak my dad out with my X-Man hearing.
He thinks you have dog hearing?
It gets up to that part. I could kind of tell there was something.
But you could just see the...
And I could just see the light, and I just threw that finger up, and he kind of turns his head.
He's kind of like, what? You hear that? I've never heard a human being see... I've never seen these before.
Right, so makes a little note on the thing, goes to the next, turns the knob, hits the button. I see the light. I raise my finger. He looks up at me, and I give him the thumbs up, and kind of like a, everything okay? He's like, writes down on this thing.
Superhuman
hearing. Then he comes to me. He switches this thing again, and he acts like he hit the button, but there was no light.
All right.
He's trying to get me.
Right.
And he's still looking down. And he looks up at me, and I kind of shake my head like, no, I didn't hear anything. And then that totally threw him, man.
Because it's a tone that a human should not hear.
And then he hit the button again for real this time.
And he saw the light.
And I raised my finger.
Did he throw his pen down? Boy!
He says, all right. I go, how'd I do? I've never seen numbers like this in my whole career. Because you've got great, your ears are great. You're fine. And I look at the chart, and it's like he makes little dots, you know, and little graph.
Right.
And I'm off the chart. Like, it's literally going off the chart. I never told my dad that. To this day, he thinks I have some kind of crazy hearing, and it's terrible. I probably need hearing aids.
We get in. The bad thing is because we wear, I mean, look at Big D right now. If you're watching on Facebook, what's he wearing? Headphones. What am I wearing? Headphones. Guess what we wear every day for, 8 hours a day? Headphones. We have, just radio, broadcast people in general have terrible hearing because we always have in-ear things or over-the-ear things, and you're always having this sound barrage, this wall of sound go into your head, and it's bad, man. It's really bad. I get into a crowd where there's a lot of talking and murmuring. I'm lost. I just sit there and smile and nod. Yeah.
Turned into your dad.
Yeah, man, it's bad.
Anyway, well, congratulations to all the seniors who are graduating. Saw one of the best senior pranks ever. The kids who put the car, looked like a car crashed through the building.
It was awesome.
Really well done. Did you guys have senior pranks?
No. No.
You want to do any kind of pranks in school?
No, man. We were lame.
I thought you guys tried to like paint the horse of your
competitor.
Oh, no.
That was for football. That was for football.
That's
for
still a
Assumption
prank.
High School.
So what's the...
You said a senior prank, and no, we didn't do senior pranks.
Just any prank.
Yeah, we did that. We painted a horse. You had to sneak in. Sorry, I was fixing the stand. You have to sneak in. It's not working very well. You have to sneak in and basically, you know, ninja crawl across the ground, and then you paint their horse mascot in our school colors. We went blue and gray. And then you ninja crawl back out into a cane field and meet up with the car, and you go.
So great.
Good stuff. Legends, baby.
Legends. Legendary. I can't remember that we did anything quite like that. I do remember the call. The idea I had in high school. Speaking of pranks, I wanted to fake a murder, and I wanted to use like you could buy like or just get goat's blood or some kind of blood of some sort,
mm-hmm.
and make a phone call on a payphone, and like drag a body like one of my buds through the woods so it looked like you're dragging a body. And then, like, have, you know, fake blood and all that kind of stuff. And I, like, actually told...
That sounds like something you would actually have done.
Yeah. And I told my buds... I had it planned out. And I told my, you know, the squad my idea. And one by one, they all shook their head and said, I'm out. They're way smarter than me. Can you imagine when you fake someone's murder and you're in high school... Like, that doesn't leave you.
Too much, no.
That's always going to stay with you.
Oh, you're that kid.
The prankiest thing we ever did was turn one of our teacher's desk completely around, except we didn't do that for senior prank. We did it once a week.
Yeah, we used to do once the a week pin on the seat. Remember those? The little push pins, like little thumbtacks, and you put them up on the seat.
Oh, yeah, but that's...
And they would sit.
It was our
Jeez,
French teacher.
Jeez, that's awful.
She had one of those big desks, and it had the solid front, so you couldn't see her legs under it. So you couldn't put your legs under that side. So we would turn it completely around and then turn everything on the desk to look like it was the same. Mm. And she would go in, she would sit in her chair, and she would scoot in to go under the desk and conk. It was great. We laughed and laughed. She thought it was really funny like the first two times we did.
That's a really, I mean, it's like you're like a Puritan.
I know, but you know what? It was great. It was great fun because of the rush that it took three people to get in there and really turn it quickly.
Yeah,
you had like 5 minutes to do this.
I get it. Yeah.
And then rearrange everything to look like it was back. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Before she came back from the well with the water.
Yeah. And then she would say something in French. I don't remember what, but it would be like, you know, zut alors, or whatever they, you know. Whatever, Bethany, French teachers have a fun way. Of-
I want to say this real quick. Bethany on Facebook says, I love you guys. I hope to be as big as you one day. No, you don't. You don't want to be as big as us one day. Big in what way? Hopefully not as big as us. We've been trying. D started going to the gym at his house because he has a home gym because his son is like a fitness guru now. And you're hitting it pretty hard. Patrick's hitting it.
I'm really hitting changing it. More of
I
the diet.
I thought you said you started.
And then I stopped.
I changed
I've done any exercise.
Listen, if you want to lose weight, the first thing you need to do is change your diet.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing. The other part, yeah, you need to exercise. That's going to help more of your muscles and your body. You're just going to, it's going to make you feel better and stronger. But you're really not going to lose. I mean, you'll lose weight, but people usually don't work out as hard as they need to in order to just lose weight through that. You've got to get, like, I remember talking to, what's his name?
Bob Harper.
No,
somebody else.
Biggest Loser.
Bob Harper.
You're talking about Big Vinny.
Big Vinny. Vinny was losing after he left The Biggest Loser. I think he's the only one who's kept the weight off.
He's kept most of it off. Yeah,
and
he's still in pretty good shape.
He, his workouts. Like, he wanted me to work out with him when I was really into lifting and all. He was like, "Yeah, let's go work out together." And I'm like, "Man, there's no way. I can't keep." He's like, to the point he's almost going to throw up at the end of his workouts. And I'm just, man, I don't want to do that.
I'll tell you the hardest thing for me since I started doing the firefighter thing is the cardio. Like, I have, for the first time in my life since, you know, high school, I've actually added cardio into my thing. That's not a lot. I get on a jog for like 10 minutes, but it's still 10 minutes just trying to get my heart rate up and my body used to that stuff. Dude, that's crazy. I am not happy about that at all. Like,
yeah.
I don't think people understand, you know, the difference between running when you're thin and running when you're not. The stress on your body is tremendous. I mean, like, I get done jogging and I'm like, I want to go and take a nap because I'm sore and I feel like I just got in a car accident. It sucks.
It's hard. It really is hard.
I mean, I'm just shy of 300 pounds.
You shouldn't be running. You shouldn't be running.
I tried doing the bike
thing.
Terrible
on your joints. Terrible on everything.
Did you guys happen to see the new Call of Duty?
I don't play Call of Duty.
Trailer
I don't think
yesterday.
I
saw just the announcement. I didn't see the trailer. I saw the thing that they're going to do a battle royale thing, kind of like Fortnite and PUBG, and basically
it looks a
have
lot
a free
like,
for all.
I saw the video and it looks a lot like Fortnite.
Do you have to make stuff?
I don't know. I just saw the kind of the overhead.
Do you play Fortnite?
I played it when it first kind of started to become a thing, and then I was like, oh, okay.
I am the worst Fortnite player. I get on, and I just camp out. You know the guy hiding in the bush? That's me. And what I'll do is I'll try to get somewhere as close to the middle, and I'll get a gun or whatever quickly on the map. And I'll just hide.
That's what I would do.
And I haven't gotten a win yet. And I know, like, what? You haven't gotten one? My son's got like 80 wins. I haven't gotten one yet, but I always end up in the top three. Like,
well, that's
my
pretty good.
I'm just shy of getting there because what happens is you have all the people who make the forts, and then you can't, you know, once they find out where you are, you're done. But I'm going to outlast them one day. And hopefully sooner rather than later. But yeah, I'm usually top five, top three, just about every single game, just because I'm a really good camper, which is not good for the Call of Duty people because they get all mad.
Camper.
There's different strategies, folks.
That's right.
Different
get in
strategies.
The real world and you might be camping yourself.
Yeah, in the real world, you better be camping.
I hate camping. I mean, camping.
About actual camping.
Oh, God, so awful.
When's
hey,
the last
fat
time you...
guy, go sleep on the ground outside in the heat.
That's why you get. That's why you get a hammock, dude, and you just string it up between the trees.
Dude,
and
have
throw
you
a tarp
ever
over.
Rented an RV?
Me? No.
You should do that. You would love it.
What? For one per, or for
have
two people?
Have you ever
people,
stayed in a hotel room?
No, they are different.
They're wonderful.
Some places they even bring chocolates and put them on your pillow.
On the pillow.
What?
On clean sheets with a shower and an air conditioner.
You'd like it.
and a maid view. who comes and makes the bed.
Man, you have air conditioning. You have air conditioning, microwave oven, a stove, an oven.
And these are the reasons why we're all fat. I actually blame air conditioning on much of America's weight gain.
Yeah, whatever.
Look at all the third world countries where they don't have air conditioning. They're usually thinner.
It's kind of kind of point there.
I mean, what do? We have air conditioning or whatever, and we hide out inside when it's
That's
hot.
Right. That's right.
And everybody else, they're outside sweating it out. But we hide inside and we gain weight.
Yep. Why?
I'm not going outside and exercise. It's too hot.
That's right. That's right. It's
well, don't you feel like you get? Do it. Don't you feel like you lose a little weight though in the summer and the heat and stuff? Like just naturally, don't you?
I always gain.
I
in
hope
the summer.
So. I've been.
Are you still down?
I'm still down like 73 pounds, but I've just been sitting on, 297 for like 6 weeks.
God, your butt's big.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
See, he's sitting on 297.
Dad.
Hey, yes. Man. It was quick.
What's your diet? Are you still on the keto thing?
I'm still doing basically Atkins is what I do, yeah.
What's the difference?
Keto is weirder about how much fat and protein, different things you eat. Atkins is just don't eat carbs.
Oh, I thought that was keto.
I mean, in keto, you don't eat carbs too, but they are also, there are more rules. So it's just, I don't know. Maybe I should try something different, but this comes so naturally to me that I think I should stick with it. Maybe I'll get over the hump. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or, I could exercise just a little bit. Like my girlfriend keeps telling me.
That would be crazy.
You just exercise 3 days a week for 10 minutes. Oh, God.
You would like the workout that I do, man. I started doing, mine is, I'm not doing like heavy lifts right now. I'm just doing 30-second on and off. I have an app that you can design. And it will play over the music that you're playing and everything. And so whenever you start it up, it's an interval timer. And so I do 30 seconds begins. You hear this. I don't know if you could hear that.
Yeah, a little whistle. Yeah.
It's got like a whistle.
There it goes.
Yeah, you can hear it. And then after it goes for 30 seconds, you hear that.
You stop.
And then I have eight seconds to get to the other station. So I hurry at 2 seconds, one second.
Can you make it to where you have a little more time?
Yeah, I can change it up. You can change it up however you want. But I found that after just tweaking the times, sorry about that, that's about the amount of time it takes me in the garage to get to the next thing. And for cardio, I'll either, run in place or kind of fast step in place or hit the bag or take a bat and hit the bag left and right, slapping the bag, all kinds of different things. I have a heavy bag.
I'll teach that bag to mess with you.
And then back to your lift, 30 seconds, and then back to the cardio for 30 seconds, then back to lifting for 30 seconds.
That sounds exhausting.
It's good. It's really good, man. And it gets your heart rate up. You feel good. You're lifting. You're not lifting heavy weight because you have to do it for 30 seconds. But right now I'm just trying to get back into it.
It raises your heart rate, which is the whole point.
Yeah.
So.
And you sweat and you feel good. And you're listening to Striper and the new album, and it's awesome.
That part's that's only you. You're the only one listening to Striper while you work
like
out.
You might be the only one. This is going, who's Striper?
Exactly. You might be the only one in America listening to Striper while you work out.
What are you singing today, Bubba?
Wait, what?
Which one were you singing today? It was so good.
Oh, Free.
Free to do what you want to. Choose your own destiny.
Free, free, free.
Yeah.
You guys are weird. You know what I've had stuck in my day?
Magnets.
Hey, how could we be wrong? Larry the Cable Guy, also a huge fan.
Because when I think who's a music expert, I definitely think Larry the Cable Guy.
I sent
Guy.
Larry a DM when the new album came out, and I just said, eek. And he said, I know, bro. I'm so excited. Yeah.
Eek. You're probably the only person who sent him the DM of eek ever in his life.
I did it on purpose to try to be like a teenage girl being excited. Something I was watching yesterday, besides the new Call of Duty, was, are you guys watching The Americans?
No.
I haven't seen that, no.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
Is that the one where they have, like, the secret, like, they're Russian double agents or something, and they're hiding out pretending to be American?
Yes. Yes. And it is great. It's set in the
80s, 20s.
And I think now they're in the 90s, if I recall. But it's so great. You know that we have, there are people around that you are, everyday life.
Yeah, they're called sleeper agents.
That are agents of another country. There are spies.
I have a couple ideas.
I don't think anyone from Russia is spying on us.
Oh, dude, bull,
not
dude,
on
there.
Us. I'm saying you probably, in general, they're around. You know, I don't mean that they're watching you.
Wasn't there like a movie with Charlie Sheen and maybe Emilio Estevez? I don't remember. No, that was Men at Work. But I swear there was like some goofy movie where they get dropped into a fake town in Russia where it's a bunch of spies trying to learn how to be Americans.
I don't remember.
I have no idea.
It was
that actually
really
sounds
good.
Like it could be good.
Yeah, I kind of want to see that.
It was the 80s, but it was so the theory was they had this town. It was a training town to train the spies how to act like Americans, but they didn't quite have it right. So they actually got two American guys, put them to sleep, and then, you know, brought them to Russia, put them in this town, and told them they were there to be the new, you know, oh, you guys are here to be the new, to run this new restaurant for us. And they were like, oh, okay. I don't remember the whole thing.
And so then they just kind of see how they act. And
maybe it was John Travolta. Maybe it wasn't Charlie Sheen. Maybe I'm getting this
That's Broken Arrow, the one with Travolta.
Broken Arrow is the one where he steals a nuke.
Yeah.
And he has terrible hair dye.
Really?
Remember his beard? It's all terrible.
I don't remember. There was like a whole era of movies that
Experts. It is John Travolta. It's called The Experts.
Is it a
comedy? Yes, it's a comedy about they're like two. It's him and somebody else, and they're. Hang on, I'm gonna find this.
Please
the KGB Shanghai's a hip New Yorker.
Oh, they Shanghai them?
They Shanghai them?
Shanghai's
what the heck?
Oh,
a hip New
you
Yorker.
You know they're real now.
And his sidekick to teach square spies how to act like Americans.
What is
not
Shanghai
even kidding.
Mean?
Square
real,
spies.
That is
square.
A real description
they
of this
word,
movie.
Wow.
Man.
I don't remember why I ever saw
Rush
this,
Hour.
But it was the
Rush
end.
Hour 1 and 2, some of the greatest movies ever.
Ever.
You want to see a good buddy cop movie? Go check it out.
It's only one.
You understand words that are coming out of my mouth? Chris Tucker was so funny, man. And you know, he like totally quit comedy for a long time because he made so much money off of those movies. Like, he just quit comedy and he's like.
He quit everything. He didn't do any movies. He's made $30 million for Rush Hour 2 and Rush Hour 3.
Yeah.
And he was like, forget it. I'm good.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm done. Like, he got real religious and just kind of checked out. He said, yeah, I did my thing. But he's kind of back now, which is interesting. I know I saw this thing like online. He's touring again. I would love to go see him. That dude cracks me up. Like, I see Kevin Hart and I think. No disrespect to Kevin Hart because I absolutely love him too, but sometimes he does the yelling that Chris Tucker
yeah,
did.
Yeah, but I mean they both got that from Eddie Murphy, who got that from Richard Pryor. I mean it's not like, you know, it's a style. Every comedian kind of emulates the people that inspired them.
Wow.
So
they're great.
I have a little bit of
you got
oh
a little
God.
Ralphie May that comes
Ralphie
out every
May
once in a while
and. Oh my gosh, the guy, Louis Black. I watch old Louis Black movies and go, oh my gosh, I think my whole, not just in stand-up comedy, I think when I'm talking to people in a, you know, at a party, I go into Louis Black without realizing it. I want to talk about something, you were talking about things that are coming up. Have y'all seen ABC is going to do a special on the last days of Michael Jackson?
Mm-hmm. No, oh, I yes. saw there's a Whitney thing coming out, like Whitney Houston.
Yeah, what's the
it's a 2-hour television thing? It's basically it's going to be like the first hour is going to be dedicated to his life and telling his story, and then it's going to end with how he died and all the stuff that was going on before he died. Barbara Walters and that other lady, I can't remember her name, Diane Sawyer. Yeah. So they're both doing it. So it's going to be kind of
my
legit,
favorite is Diane Sawyer Brown. She's awesome.
She spent 6 days on the road.
Yes.
The race is on.
When he died, they had
on Bubba's birthday.
on Bubba's birthday.
Yes. Ruined my birthday, by the way.
As well as
Farrah Fawcett.
Farrah Fawcett,
and Michael Jackson ruined my birthday.
Just a devastating day for Bubba.
It took 2 years for it to recover. Like, everybody was all about, oh, it's Michael Jackson death day and Farrah Fawcett death day. Mm-hmm. It was 2 years before I could have a normal birthday again.
Yeah.
So thanks, guys.
Kind of forgot. But they remembered you. You're there, man. You're still there. So how do you guys know the story of how he died?
Like, yeah, they were giving him propofol, which is...
Doesn't that help, like,
no, propofol is you... No. God, the dad joke's so bad.
No, I honestly
I
don't know.
I wanted to move past it, and
just
then...
Just keep it.
Yeah. Propofol is not a drug you take for anything. It's something that they use to knock you out when you're going to have surgery. Uh-huh. Like, it is a... what's the word? It's
anesthesia.
It's for anesthesia. It's not for pain. It's not a sleep aid. And they were giving him injections of this to help him sleep. And he had like 50 injections over the course of a couple of months. And that's what killed him. He literally, the coroner says he died of acute propofol intoxication.
So he was taking anesthesia to go to
sleep. Medicine. The stuff they use to knock you out when you're going to get cut in a surgery. That's what Michael Jackson was taking.
Wow.
Puts Elvis to shame.
That is some serious drugs. So they're going to talk to Janet about, you know, reflecting on the loss. And they're going to talk to people in the inner circle about how he got a hold of these drugs and who thought it was a good idea for him to be taking them. And this doctor that eventually went to jail for giving him illegal narcotics, basically.
Yeah.
But when he died, he was like, he's 5'9", he weighed 136 pounds.
Yeah.
For a man, that's insane.
That's like smaller than people were in World War II. Like World War II guys, they would be like real small like that. You notice?
Yeah, but they weren't 5'9", 136 pounds. 5'9" and 160 was still considered skinny back then.
Yeah.
I mean,
considered.
Thanks. Jeez. You know?
Well, I'm not the
between
one
his dad jokes and you stopping because I stuttered on a word.
You didn't stutter. You said it wrong. You completely said it very fluently. Considered.
Right. Yeah.
Fluently?
No. I couldn't stop myself. I knew it wasn't right, and I'm like, oh, man, it would be ironic if I stutter. I tell him he's not stuttering. Yeah, he was very weak and he was not in a good place. And then Prince, kind of similar story. Prince died because he thought he was getting one thing, but they gave him something else.
Yeah, I think that was the story.
I believe that's kind of the latest that came out over the last couple of weeks.
I saw that. I don't even care anymore. Like, you know, you see all these, and it goes like to Chris Cornell and all these rock stars and pop stars and everybody who's, you know, ODing and this and that. I don't, when I find out they OD'd, I just kind of check out and I go, did it to themselves.
No, I don't check out on Prince because I don't think he knew what he was taking. I think he thought he was just, you know what I mean? Like,
well, he knew he was taking something, though. So
yeah,
I mean,
but everybody's taking something. Not everybody thinks they're going to die from taking medicine that their doctor gives them.
I don't take any medicine.
Yeah, I know, but you are a weirdo because you don't take any medicine.
Like, freak out. I'm like, Patrick, how many of these ibuprofens
can I
take? Like, it's safe to do two? What?
Yeah.
Like, I'm a weirdo, man.
Yes.
What, Advil? What, can I really? More than one in a day?
Yes.
Wow.
So... No, I don't blame people who were given the wrong stuff that they may have died because of it. But, you know, I don't know, man. There's some, listen,
okay,
something weird to that life. God, you guys are awful. I really question why I bother. I really do. It's the biggest waste of time to come here and try
not
to talk to y'all sometimes.
Oh, we love you and you love us.
Listen, what? Okay.
Let's talk about something serious, but let's be completely stupid throughout the whole process.
That's the way we are.
I know.
This is how we cope. You think this is bad? You should see all the, and I'm going to go back to the firefighter stuff. The stuff I hear them talking about in the station, like, is crazy, man. And you have to really go, oh, well, this is how they're coping.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how we cope with all the serious talk, too. We goof off and we mess with each other. It's our mechanism. It's our thing.
Hey, do they talk about how many people drop out of that program?
No.
I mean, do they? Have you had anybody since you've been there who's stopped?
I don't think so.
How many are in your little group?
You know, I'll tell you what scares me is, I'm like, I got to do this because I want to do it. But all they do in these initial stages is they tell you about every which way you can die.
Yep. That's how they scare out the weak ones, and also how they prepare you and try to drill you into safety. You know,
well, I mean, it's been nothing but, okay, and here's how another guy died. Watch it. And you're watching these videos. And, you know, this one guy, he pulled a muscle. And he's like, yeah, he fought two fires in less than 24 hours, pulled a muscle, and he's in the car. And he pulls over because he wasn't feeling good, and he had a heart attack. He was like 30 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, no, that wasn't a pulled muscle. He was having a heart attack. And there's the number one thing that kills these guys and gals is heart attacks and cancer. You would think fires kill firemen and firefighters and all that. No, it's heart attack and cancer. Not just the smoke, but just the crap in the air. And they said it's gotten worse here in the last 10 years because more and more stuff is synthetic. Like we've gotten completely away from natural things. Whether it's the building materials or the stuff we buy to fill into our homes, everything's all garbage. It's all synthetic. So whenever it burns, it gives off all these noxious fumes and whatnot. And if you get out of the fire and you're changing your tanks and whatever, you're around that kind of stuff all the time. And, you know, you're inhaling and ingesting. And, yeah, it's pretty bad. Or you get contact on skin or whatever. Hmm. Yeah, it's ugly stuff.
So right now you're just in the part where you're just kind of like schoolwork kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean they do the whole thing. Like remember we did the thing where I tried on my turnout gear, which is like your firefighter outfit.
Yeah.
For the first time ever, I did it here in the studio, and I don't even know if we ever posted that video, but like I was putting it all on completely wrong.
You were?
Yeah. Now I know. I mean everything was goofy. It was close. But there were a couple things that were good. But yeah, so they teach you how to do it. And now, you know, I've gotten it to where I'm right around a minute. I can get into my gear from standing like this with shoes and everything on and my ball cap to being completely in the gear in about 60 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's kind of their thing is so you can, you know, dress, get on the truck and go.
Do you guys have a second floor and a pole you jumped
down? No, we don't have a pole. That made me sad.
Oh,
yeah. I wanted to slide down the fire pole.
Do they talk about that?
No.
You should ask.
What if they have one?
You ask me if you can see their pole. Just go. Does anyone have a question? You go. Yeah. Can I?
Can I see your pole?
Can I see your pole? And then
are we all going to get a chance to slide on that pole?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Tell them that you've been, that's all you think about.
Dude, this is like the cop jokes. This is the stuff all the cops do. Oh, you're a hose puller. Okay. Like all the cops, they have their
fire jokes.
Yeah,
and you guys have cop jokes.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. That's cool. And you guys probably, I just know how Bubba's going to be. He's going to get a call. He has his phone now so that he gets.
I'm on the app now.
And he gets messages whenever there's a call in your sector, right?
Yeah.
These are just in your area.
Yeah, for my station, yeah.
Yeah. And so during the show, Bubba will just, you know, off the air, he'll blurt out.
Somebody fell. That's always
fall less than 10 feet. That's the most.
Hey, whatever happened with that one that you're talking about?
There was one. It was a psychological thing. I'm like, what?
Psychological emergency.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know, and I didn't really ask because, you know, yeah. You don't want to be that rookie dude who's going, hey, what's a psychological emergency?
Well, you need to. You're going to have to learn it.
Yeah, I know, but.
But you're going to show up at these calls and.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, there's all kinds of stuff. Like, I didn't realize firefighters respond to domestic calls.
Domestic abuse calls?
Like sometimes they get there before the cop gets there. And yeah, they're like, yeah, you want to wait for the cop and you want to be there in case they need, you know, medical or anything like that. But yeah, you don't want to just storm in there going, hey, we're here, save the day kind of thing. There's all kinds of crazy stuff.
So many people get shot from domestic violence or domestic abuse calls.
They were telling us on one, somebody, I don't know, I'm going to back off on this one. I'm not going to tell that story because I don't want to plant an idea.
That's smart.
Yeah. There's some crazy.
Look at Bubba showing some restraint.
Right.
For once in my life, I've restrained myself. But yeah, there's some crazy people out there. I mean, it's ugly. But yeah, so we've been going over the stuff like what to do in terror situations, what to do with train derailments, what to do. And I mean, it's been pretty crazy, pretty packed. Like, you don't realize how much you have to know. I didn't realize, like, I feel too stupid sometimes. Like, I'll be in, just last night, I'm in the class and I'm going through stuff and I'm like, how am I ever going to remember this? I mean, there's that much stuff that you have to know. More than I had to remember, I think, maybe not more, but just completely different than what, you remember how hard taking all the tests were to become a pilot, to fly an airplane?
Yeah.
And how you and I used to quiz each other constantly. Yeah. Okay, what's the answer for this? And I don't have anybody to do that now. And I think that really helped us back then.
Oh, for sure it did.
Yeah, it's that amount of information.
Wow.
And it's on everything. It's pretty crazy.
You think you're going to pass?
I don't know. I mean, I'm going to try. I'm going to try my best.
Well, that's all they can ask of
you,
right?
And I think they're going to, I think they're going to, thank you. Thank you.
I mean, it is, Bubba.
You got that right.
That's all they can ask of you, man.
Just
you
do your best.
Do your best.
No, I think they're going to basically,
nothing's,
you know.
Nothing's going to ever keep you down. You're the best. Around.
That was last week's podcast.
I know.
Ralph Macchio.
I told you, I talked about this on the air, but it's not a great show.
I haven't seen it yet. So
Cobra Kai? Know. I've watched the first 2 minutes of it, and I thought it was pretty good. What I saw, I was like, oh, I can't wait to watch this with everybody.
I'm going to keep watching it just because it's the novelty of it. But it's just, there's something about it. It's kind of like the difference between watching a Steven Spielberg movie and then one that, like,
so it feels low
college
budget.
Kids did.
Does it feel low budget?
It feels like very low budget. It
like
seems,
college humor.
It's just kind of goofy. It's just kind of goofy. It's not very smart. There's not any kind of really. I don't know.
You expected a continuation series on YouTube Red of the Karate Kid movies.
There's
to be
a
smart?
Couple of things. There are a couple of things that are smart, but for one thing, like when the guy's the Cobra Kai guy, Johnny.
Yeah.
He has a kid who's teaching to
Johnny Lawrence, by the way.
He's teaching him how to, to defend himself, and he goes, "Well, you know,
like one of his new students.
He's his only student. Yeah, he opened up a dojo, and it's, you know, called Cobra Kai, and so they're getting everything's ready and cleaning up, and so there's a scene where the kid says, "Hey, is there any certain way you want me to wash these windows?"
Oh no!
And he goes, man, no, I don't care. Just however. What? Just however you do it. Just do it.
Like to show. Yeah, but they're doing that to show the difference between Mr. Miyagi's training.
I got it. Yes, thank you. So don't explain it to me. I understood the joke.
Yeah, but the whole point is if he just said, just do it like this, and then, you know.
Yeah, I was saying that's the only smart thing about it. That there's a couple of little smart things, but that's it. Unless they're so smart I'm missing them, which is possible.
Quite.
Yes. But it's just kind of, it's definitely one that you'll watch it, but you're not going to be like, oh man, I want to watch that again.
Well, the point is you watch it one time and then you get it. That's I think where we're going to now is the way everybody's ingesting our television and movies and all that kind of stuff. Everything's made to be disposable. And I kind of feel like that's this way. You watch it one time, you enjoy it, you move on. Like we've talked about with Stranger Things. I couldn't go back and watch Stranger Things again. And I don't think I would want to.
We churn through content.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We do it. It's disposable. We do it. We ingest it. We go, okay, I've got
next.
It. Next. Exactly. And you move on to the next thing.
That's why we're always, if you notice, YouTube, Netflix Have you noticed that now when you turn Netflix on, it seems like every day or every other day there's a new show that's being advertised on the top?
Mm-hmm.
Like, to give you that impression that they're constantly coming out with new stuff.
Well, they're doing hundreds of new shows. I want to say it was like 800 is the number of new shows next year on just Netflix.
Who was it
like
we were talking?
Series.
Who was the comedian that we were talking to who's on a Netflix thing? John. Who's the? You can do it. What's that guy's name? The actor.
Yeah.
Schneider.
Yeah. Oh man.
Oh man. What's his name? Anyway, him. He was on the show.
It is Schneider, but I don't remember.
It's not John. That's Bo. But I can't even move on now.
I know. It's that's part of it.
Let's check the Google.
Rob Schneider.
We were talking to Rob
He's
Schneider.
Got the real
I'll never
Rob.
Forget it.
He's got the real Rob.
And he said that Netflix is spending $5 billion.
Okay, well, hold on. Patrick's coming back in here. He is like Rain Man with
billion?
Math.
So do you remember think about Rob this? Schneider when he's on the show. How did he say how much money Netflix was spending on new content? I swear it was in the billion.
Oh,
it was definitely in the billions.
It was in the billions,
but
that
think
was
about how much.
Back.
Think about how much money Netflix makes. Okay, so let's say $12 is the average subscription. I don't even know because I said it like
10 is easier.
Okay, so let's go with $10 subscription. They have 250 million subscribers.
No, they don't.
What?
There's no way.
Yeah. Yes.
How many subscribers does Netflix have? I'm asking Google.
Okay.
118 million.
Okay, 250.
Well, that's less than half what you said.
Okay, 118 million. So it's $10 times 118 million.
Anybody want to try
that's
that?
That's $1.8 billion.
$1 billion. How do you not do that?
$50 trillion a minute.
So $1.1 billion.
$1.1 billion a month.
They make about $13 billion a year. Okay. But
plus
that's,
their operating costs, you take all that out.
That's the money they make, not all their operating costs. The vast majority of what people watch on Netflix are shows that they don't own.
That's why they're trying to get rid of those other shows and
productions. If they took all that stuff off Netflix, I would stop watching. I would stop paying for it. I don't watch enough of their original stuff to make it, you know, worth it. But it's smarter than to have original stuff to keep it from constantly having to pay other, you know,
yeah.
Warner Brothers, for example, who owns Friends, which is on Netflix. But it's probably still, if you go to look at what's popular on Netflix, it's always in the top 20. Some people are watching Friends constantly. Or The West Wing or whatever.
Constantly watching Friends. But I've never got into Friends.
It's fantastic. It's still great.
Did you see
funny today?
Did you see the tweet? Somebody said, all this time, the Infinity Stones were right in front of our eyes, and it's the Friends logo, and they've got the little dots, and it's the Infinity Stones.
I don't know what the Infinity Stones are.
Wow.
Is that an Avengers?
Yes.
Infinity War?
Okay. Yes.
No idea.
Friends logo.
See the little stones? Or the little dots? It looks like the Infinity Stones.
Okay. Oh, here. Okay. Oh, it's actually a thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a meme about it.
Well, if there's a meme about it, how could we possibly not have known?
Yeah.
Shame on us.
I haven't gotten into any of those movies, man. I haven't been to a movie in a long time. I heard Laurel that time.
I heard Yanny
on
the
TV. Great. That other one I told you guys is wild, too, though. Do you still have that one?
Yeah. I'm sure I could find it.
That's the one that's been going. I've seen it all over the place. After we
you
get
know,
off
but
the show.
That's a different thing. That's kind of a muffled thing. You don't know what it's saying, and you can just implant the thing. Laurel and Yanny are not close.
No, you're right. No, it's a different. It is a different thing. But when you hear, what's the one?
Brainstorm or Green Needle?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna say Green Needle, and then you. And then watch this, Brainstorm. It's crazy.
Now try it again. Bubba So.
Nope.
Nope, maybe not. But there's other ones.
There's other ones.
There's definitely.
Green needle. What rhymes with green? You just kind of do it like that.
Yeah. Brainstorm.
Brainstorm. Brain.
Train horn.
Oh. No, I still hear needle.
It's storm. I hear storm.
But
that.
Why can I not hear, like you said, dude, give me another one.
Do green needle again, because I don't know
green
how
I'm needle,
hearing
green
that.
Needle, green needle, green needle, green needle. Yeah, that's all I hear now.
Wow. I swear it was only brainstorm before that.
Okay, brainstorm, 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 brainstorm.
I heard green needle.
I heard brainstorm.
I think it's because I fought green needle right before it played.
Oh, you were fighting it. You were fighting it, man.
Just
can't fight it.
Try and be completely like, don't think of anything.
I think it sounds like?
Yeah, just let your mind be blank.
That's easy.
Now I heard brainstorm.
I hear rain store.
Grain.
Grain store.
Maybe it's grain store. Grain store.
Yeah, oh, that was definitely grain store.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go. Huh. Well, this has been fun.
Yeah, I was about to say, you can't get more entertaining than...
That's the point where we check out?
That's the point where
we check out.
This is stupid!
This is absolutely ridiculous!
This is absolutely ridiculous.
All right, we'll see you next week for the next... Next week's going to be podcast 204,
make
dude.
Make a almost... What's the word? An almost heretical suggestion.
Heretical?
Heretical. Heresy.
Oh.
Yeah. Hmm. I would like to use "This is absolutely ridiculous" at the end of the podcast. I think it's time to maybe get rid
of "I'm sorry."
Oh, I think he's mixed into the master. I don't think there's a clean...
An existing version of that.
I kind of like his idea. But I say it just continues. Like, we just add on to it like Legos.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. This is absolutely ridiculous.
Oh. That's what this was a bike.
Okay. I mean, we could try it this week.
All right, let's try it. Well, do it real quick. Let's see how it sounds.
Hold on. Let's.
This is stupid.
Okay, so I have to get it in.
This is stupid.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Go.
By the way, thank you to O'Reilly Auto Parts. I want to get in my sponsor again. O'Reilly Auto Parts, they have better parts, better prices every single day.
Every day.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.
This is absolutely ridiculous.
Did that work for you?
I like it.
Yeah, I think we need to go with that.
I like it. Hey, if you are a Walking Dead fan, you're going to know this guy, Lenny James. He plays Morgan on, now I guess Fear the Walking Dead, right, Carson?
Yes.
It's changed over.
Yes.
Hey, Lenny, how are you, man?
I am good. How are you guys?
Oh, it still freaks me out that he's British.
Yeah,
I keep forgetting.
Oh, yeah. I've been prepping myself all day going, just remember, he's going to be British when you talk to him.
Unfortunately, that is what I am.
You know, it really is to me, because like half the crew, Lenny, right, is either Australian or English, right?
On Fear or on The Walking Dead?
Well, probably The Walking Dead for sure. I don't know about Fear. I mean, just because I haven't
seen it. The Walking Dead, on both shows, it seems like there's more of us than there actually is. On The Walking Dead, myself, Tom, Andy are English. Pollyanna is Scottish. Lauren Cohen, who plays Maggie, is American, but she grew up in England. Dave Morrissey, who played the governor, is also English. So it seems like there's a bunch of us, but, you know, that's kind of five or six characters out of, I don't know how many we've had on the show, hundreds. We get around.
Before we dive into, like, the full-on, let's talk about Fear the Walking Dead and all that, how did you perfect your American accent? I mean, seriously, like, what did you go into it going, I want to sound like this? Like, what do you do?
When we did the first ever episode in the first season of The Walking Dead, we worked, everybody did, really, because even, you know, the American actors had to be Southern because it's set in Georgia. So everybody was working with a voice coach, and that included myself and Andy. It wasn't so much about putting an accent on because, you know, Morgan is not Lenny with an American accent. He's a particular fellow who did a particular job before the apocalypse and had a particular kind of history that was represented in the way that he spoke. So I found my African-American Southern accent that that best suited that particular character, and it's one I've been working on ever since.
So the timelines are combining now. How does this work?
Do you know what? There are smarter and more informed people who can explain that one to you, but I will say that at the end of season 8, when Morgan walks away from Rick and Carol and Jesus in Alexandria in Virginia, and he starts walking, it takes him about 7 or 8 months, I would imagine, to get to Texas, where he comes across the characters from Fear, who have jumped around about a year and a half to catch up to Morgan. That is rough, give or take, maybe give or take a couple of months.
Okay. Lenny James plays Morgan on Fear of the Walking Dead and Walking Dead as well. We'll come back. By the way, Lenny, you don't know this, but Carson is standing by. She has a tattoo of your face on her shoulder, and she is a huge...
She does not.
We'll tweet it to you.
She is a huge fan, but she has lots of questions. We'll come back, talk with Lenny James more next. Lenny James is with us from Fear the Walking Dead and The Walking Dead, and really more Fear the Walking Dead. We're kind of promoting because he's kind of jumped over to there now. But we told you earlier about Carson, who is a huge fan of just the entire
The Walking Dead universe.
Series. Yeah,
absolutely.
Right. If it involves that, she is there. What are your questions for
Lenny? Well, I want to know, especially Lenny, because you've had that really unique situation of being on both Fear and Walking Dead. Like, are people just constantly hitting you up for spoilers? Like, do you get the text? Yeah. Do you get the emails? I mean, because I would want to know some.
Yeah, it's a very weird thing, you know, because I've been doing this particular job that I've been doing for a very long time, and it's only around my involvement in The Walking Dead and Fear the Walking Dead that there's this whole other skill I've had to learn, which is talking about the show without telling people anything. And it's a very weird navigation that you play. I feel like I'm lying to everybody in my family and all of my friends, and even my friends, you know, I have even my friends who don't necessarily watch the show or don't understand what all the fuss is about. I can't even tell them, just on the off chance that someone they know who does care about the show might pick something up from them. So it's become very weird. I've had the number of phone calls I've had from friends going, I don't know what this means, but somebody asked me to ask you when are the Whisperers coming?
Yeah.
And I go, I've got no idea, and I can't tell you even if I did. It's become a whole area of my life that I never thought was going to happen.
Do you feel like you're working for the government and like you're a secret agent and you can't let these state secrets out?
I feel like that should be my next job.
Yeah.
But it's, I remember, I'll tell you a story very quickly. I remember when everybody wanted to know who Negan takes out with the baseball bat at the beginning of season 7. And everybody wanted to know who was going to die. And we were, I mean, that storyline had us on serious lockdown. We had talks, we had everything about what you can say and what you can't say. And I was out meeting fans at a convention. And we were filming on later in season 7 before the season had started. And I met a fan and he said, how you doing? And I'm going, all right. And I had come straight from the set to the convention. And he said, how was your day? And I said, it was good. He said, who are you working with? And I told him who I was working with. And he literally looked me straight in the eye and goes, okay, so they're not dead then. And I was like, oh, no. I've let the cat out of the bag. And it was the most innocuous conversation, and I blew it. It's you never know where it's coming because fans are sneaky.
Yeah, I don't think MI6 is going to be looking for you with your skills quite yet.
I mean, Lenny,
my particular skill set won't come in very handy.
No,
can you
to MI6, Lenny, and bring your stick with you?
Can you beep the phone twice if the whispers are coming though?
Yeah,
can you just give us a little?
Sorry, say that again.
Can you just beep the phone twice if the whispers are indeed coming?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just putting it out there. A little sign.
Yeah. I wish I could.
I had the best pun a moment ago. It was going to be MI sticks, but you guys jumped topics, and I had to get it out there. I'm so proud of it.
That's a good one.
In my heart, I was like, just say MI sticks.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Man.
Just that. I'm glad you came back, though, and revisited.
Yeah, I had to. You know me.
Lenny, thanks for the time, man. We'll be watching you. He plays Morgan on Fear the Walking Dead now. You can check it out on Sundays on AMC, and we wish you the best, and we hope you survive. A really long, long time.
He has to, because Morgan can't die.
No.
Can't die.
Thank you very much. All right. It's been an absolute pleasure. You guys are the best. Thank you.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Hey, if you're still here and you're hearing this after sitting through all of that, tweet us @BigD and Bubba and let us know, and we'll send you a very special shout-out.